Oh, come on.
Come on.
We're back in the studio. Are we on?
We're on.
Oh, good.
Hey,
Thank you.
Hey, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. It was, when was my birthday?
No, our birthday.
Our birthday.
21.
Oh, we're 21. Happy 21st. Hey, cheers.
First legal drink.
Oh, come on. Oh, perhaps I'm not going to work tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's what I've been waiting on for 21 years.
Good drop, Block in a Bar.
Yeah, Block in a Bar. We love it. We love it. We love it. Hey, happy birthday to you.
Birthday, well done.
Who would have thought?
I'm proud of us.
We made it.
21 episodes we've done.
21 episodes.
Do you reckon we've done a good one yet? One good one?
Not yet, but they do say first 21 years, not so good. Yeah. Second 21 years,
yeah,
probably the same. Hey, yeah. Your 21st birthday was probably, because you're 31 now.
No, so I'm not 31 at all.
You're 31 years.
No, I'm not.
32.
No, you know my age.
33. So you're 33 now. What was your 21st like? Do you remember back that? Was it? Do you remember that long ago? Because you're very old.
I was 21 the day that we played Geelong at Cadinia Park. I played that game.
Was
my birthday was on that day.
So you were
20.
How much did you win by?
No, we lost, believe it or not. we lost and Geelong. Mum and Dad came down.
Yes.
Next day, saw him for breakfast.
Marcos.
Adrian were there. Next day, flew back home to Gold Coast. Little birthday party.
You went to Hog's Breath.
I did.
You went to Hog's Breath Cafe.
At the VIP booth at Hog's Breath in Broadbeach. Thank you to Mr. Hog's Breath, who owns it.
Why do you love Hog's Breath so much?
I don't like Hog's Breath. You just keep spreading this word that I like Hog's Breath.
Goz has got a fascination with Hog's Breath. Every time I used to go visit him in the Gold Coast, we'd always have to go to Hog's Breath Cafe. For some reason, he loves Hog's Breath. I'm not sure why.
Tell me about your 21st.
My 21st was incredible, man. Yeah. We like six-pack bloke in a bar between five of us, and we just went mental. No, I actually, because people really love me and respect me and cherish their friendship with me.
So, and they don't me.
I'm not saying that, but yeah. I'm just saying, did you have a surprise 21st thrown for you?
Geelong smacked us. That was
no, no, you didn't. I had a 21st birthday surprise party for myself. There was probably like 300 people there. It was in Richmond at the precinct. Oh, I still, to this day, was one of the best nights of my life.
Free drinks cards.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Should we get into it?
Yeah.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week and he's just the start.
He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns. Goran just kicked it.
Oh, wow.
Big weekend.
Yeah,
hey.
Big weekend. Hey.
Should we
look good?
Something? You look amazing.
You look good. You look awesome.
You've done something different.
I don't know. You look awesome.
You're wearing something that really brings out your eyes.
You're wearing something that really makes you look awesome.
Yeah, I think...
It's got something to do with the Kangaroos that we are officially
on board.
Members. 2021.
We are members.
This is not a joke. This is officially not a joke. We have been approached by David Noble.
Yep.
And when I say David Noble, it wasn't him, but he sent the message to the head of memberships.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even the head of memberships. I think it was the intern of the memberships program.
Yeah, but the message
came out.
Sprinkled down.
It went down. Then they said, like, this is so important. Mm. It was on their first day, I think, as well.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're even working there anymore. But the most important thing is the team had a meeting. They said, how can we turn this around? We love the support. We love the vibe of the List Cloggers. We love that the boys have been getting around.
Yep.
TP. We love
TP.
We love Big Suva.
Big Super.
Plunk him.
The Bull.
The Big Bull. The Z Man.
Who else we got?
Corey. Aiden Core.
Mate, Corey. Corey's there.
Corey's there. Aiden Bonner. One of my mates again.
Stevenson.
Stevo.
Tarrant.
Sam. Who says favourite player again? Simcoe.
Beautiful.
So we are massively on board. In all seriousness, they have approached us and said, boys, we love it.
Yeah. We're setting the tone.
We're setting the tone. We are now number one ticket holders
and
unofficially of North Melbourne.
Is it a coincidence the time we get approached, we're on board, they get a draw?
2 points in the bank.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take those two. Thanks very much. Look, not a coincidence. We're on board. We love them. Thank you for reaching out to us. Got a little plush toy here. Got the scarf. Got the cool hat.
Yes.
I look cool. Yeah. Got a beanie.
Yeah. So, I got the long sleeve too because I'm a pissant.
So thank you, North. We're happy to be members for 2021. Getting right behind you. Thanks.
In the email, and I didn't see this, but in the email, apparently it said, Dill, you can have a long sleeve because you're a pissant.
Yeah.
And as soon as it said that, I cried.
Yeah.
But then I thought that was pretty funny.
And I like the fact my arms are out. I'm sorry.
You look like a genuine nuffy. Like you actually look like you're like-
I'm sitting in the crowd.
Because what are you, 33?
No, I'm 21.
So you're like a 33-year-old bloke that rocks up to the footy like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. So you do look really good.
Every chance to wear is at the pub for the next North game. Just exactly like this. No, thank you.
We love it.
Appreciate it,
hey,
mate.
Guess what?
Tell you what's happened. What's that? Oh yeah, TP number on the back, 24.
24.
We're big fans, so thank you. Mate, the weekend gets better. I'll tell you what happened.
What happened?
Bryce Hall had a fight. Your mate.
Did he have a fight or did he have a
date with a... face got caught by Austin McBroom.
Austin McBroom, more like hands. Oscar McPunch him in the face.
Good name, Austin McBroom.
Yeah.
So that was good to see.
Yeah, it was. How crazy is this? Okay, I'm actually not even joking right now. So there was the Floyd Mayweather-Logan Paul fight.
Yeah.
Unreal. Okay? When you think about that, like Floyd Mayweather's obviously like the best boxer of all time. I'm not going to be one of those people that pretend they know. I think we spoke about last week, people who, when they boxing comes on, they start talking like they know boxing. You know nothing about boxing. Yeah. I'm not going to be that person. Mm. But from what I've heard, he knows what he's doing.
Yes.
Floyd Mayweather.
Correct.
He would. Thank you. Yeah. We can agree with that. Logan Paul sort of held his own in a way for someone that's never really had a fight. Yes, he got the shit kicked out. Anyway, I don't even know where I'm going with this. The second part, the fight with Logan, what's the guy we're saying?
McBroom.
Bryce Hall and McBroom.
McBroom.
Then there was another fight on the weekend, which was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life. Aaron Carter.
Aaron Carter?
Aaron Carter versus the guy that used to date one of the Kardashians.
Chris Humphries.
No.
Kanye West.
No.
Tristan Thompson.
No.
Lamar Odom.
Lamar Odom.
Lamar Odom.
I think. Sam, can you please check this?
Man, they're just ruining boxing for everyone.
They're ruining
everyone's
it.
Everyone's fighting
but
everyone.
This fight, Lamar Odom is like your size. And Aaron Carter's a piece
Lamar
of him.
Smash him.
He's probably my size, to be honest. And it was like one of the most awkwardly embarrassing things I've ever seen.
So it was Lamar.
It was Lamar Odom versus Aaron Carter, who for those who are nostalgics in the kids from the 90s like us, that is Aaron Carter is
Nick Carter.
Nick Carter's.
Yeah.
Nick Carter's NSYNC. Brother. Nick Carter. And also wrote the song Strawberry Kisses. Was it?
That's
Nicky
Webster.
He wrote another song. There was another song that he wrote. Can you look up?
I found out I got a crush on you. Is that the song?
Yeah, but he had another one that was even bigger than that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Everyone's fighting everyone.
So the question where I was getting to, because we've had Jed Lamb versus Marley Williams
massive
recently.
Fight, which is huge.
Huge in Australia. Mm. Would you ever have a boxing fight?
You could not pay me enough to be the laughing stock of
neither.
The internet or any kind of no.
No, neither. I have so
it
much.
Be a man,
I have so much respect for people that can actually box and get in a ring because it is the hardest sport in the world.
It is. The funniest thing is everyone thinks they're going to knock someone out with them on the pads. Everyone's like, "Oh, the best boxer in the world." Oh my God. There's nothing that puts you in the line real quickly than getting smacked by someone.
No. We're still trying to work out this song.
No.
I want candy.
That one. He got smacked by Lamar Odom.
Yes. No, his brother.
Nick Carter.
His brother, Aaron. Anyway.
Aaron
shit
Carter.
Story.
No, but, I like that. It's good.
I know you asked for my opinion as well. Mm. I would not do that. Either.
Imagine you.
Oh,
I'd love to fight you.
I'd love to fight. The only person I'd fight is you because you're a pissant.
Someone set up a fight for just anywhere and I'll beat the shit out of you.
Hey, so we went in through that. Can I say something else?
Ken, it's your show.
So long weekend this weekend. Come on. We just got out of lockdown, which was awesome because that wasn't that fun, to be honest.
No, it's never fun. We got four of them. It's not fun.
Wasn't gross.
Not great.
So what do you do when you get a lockdown? You want to leave the house? You want to go out for dinner? You want to have fun? Mm. So this story, like, it's hit me from like six facets at the moment. So before I was going out for dinner, I was watching a show and it said that it was a show in England and it was saying who were the worst and best tippers in the world. And it said Australians were the worst tippers, like tipping, you know, like waitresses
service.
And waiters.
Yep.
So like servers, like after, you know, a bloke comes up, we don't tip as much.
We don't do that here.
Which is bad because it's not really part of our culture.
No.
But also in the US, their wages for that are very, very small. So they tips make out their wage. Whereas here, I assume we get paid a lot better. Anyway, so it'd be the question to me going back.
Mm.
When I was in the US one time, I didn't know about this tipping situation.
Oh, no.
I had no idea what happened. Like I had no idea. I just turned 21. Cheers.
Cheers to you. Cheers. 21 again.
I just turned 21 and we're in New York. I was with our good friend Christian Jax.
Yes.
And we're at this bar and over there, the exchange rate. So you're paying like, I was paying like $30 for a drink. Like that's how expensive it was over there.
Good drink.
It was nice. Anyway, get there, keep buying. We're absolutely blind because they free pour there. They don't do the shots either.
Just go for it.
So we're quite inebriated. I think that's a word.
Is that the word? Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Thank you. And we're there and all of a sudden the bartender who I'd been going with thought I had a good rapport with him. He came like, he said like this to me, grabbed me, pulled me over the bar.
Oh my God.
Like I'm over the other side of the bar and he's like, for lack of better words that I can't say on this show, said, excuse me, sir, if you don't start tipping me, something's going to happen.
Every time you got a drink.
Like you're meant to leave an extra bit.
Yeah.
There.
But I thought it was the end of the bill, you get that.
So did I, but I wasn't sure. So.
Yeah.
Weird.
But that would never happen here.
No,
even though,
doesn't.
You know, in Australia, when they ask you, like, when they get the FPOS machine out and it says on the machine, tip or no tip, and they look over you like, what are you going to pick? It's always going to be no tip.
No. Yeah, but I've got something on this. This really, so even, again, the story goes deeper because that night we went out for dinner and it was a great dinner. I had the best waiter. He was so good. It was so good. Loved him. And we're chatting the whole time. I'm like, man, I'm going to tip this bloke. It was unreal. You know, you have that good service. Like, this is sick. But then I went up to pay at the end of the night and it was another guy there. And he's like, do you want a tip? And I was like, well, is this going to my mate? Firstly, hello, nice to meet you. This is the first time I've met you tonight. Mm. Is this going to go to my friend that I've just made for the last hour and a half that I've just had a special bond with and, like, I want to tip him?
Connection.
But you're asking for the tip. So, like, how does that go to everyone? Because I just want to tip him.
Yeah, that he'd get that tip.
He would?
Yeah, it's how it works. Pretty sure it's how it works over there.
No, there where in Northgate.
No. In Northgate.
Yeah, this is where I was on the weekend.
Oh, I thought you meant America.
No, I wasn't in America on the weekend.
I think in Australia, if you tip, then everyone gets a portion of that tip at the end.
That's what I mean. I don't know if that's...
We've got to cancel it out.
I want to tip. Like, I really want to tip you. But, like, I don't know if that's going to you. I want to make sure that's actually going to you, not to someone else that hasn't done the...
I've never tipped here.
Really?
The wages are good. Like, it's not like America. I'm always no tip.
I like where you're at with that, but
I refuse to tip. I'm not tipping. I'm not going to tip you.
You got a tip.
No, why?
If you get good service, you got a tip.
No, I don't. So thank you very much. They say, no worries. Thanks for coming again. I will be back again because you were great. That's their tip that I give them. A tip for being good at their job. That's a good tip they get.
I always tip if it's good. If it's good service, I always tip. I'm not just saying that. I always tip.
I love all these service workers going, if they get Dill Buckley in my cafe, I'm going to be on my ball.
No. He's going to tip. But then it's even, like, we could talk about this all night because then it's, like, really awkward because you're tipping. No tip is better than tip, but then I feel like a small tip is actually offensive. You're better off not tipping than giving a tip. So you've already getting in this conundrum, like, what the fuck, how much do I give?
You just tripped yourself up now.
I know.
No, I haven't.
I just tip $7,000.
Just take it, please.
Anyway, I don't think we settled that, but fantastic.
People who? That's good intro. People don't tip. Pasting it.
People who. We hate the things that these people do.
I love this. I know we say every week. Still my favourite. People who, I'll just get off pretty broad one at the moment.
Yeah.
People who like coriander.
I don't agree with you.
I hate coriander. It's really like eating ratsack and poison. Like,
you know why, man? Because you're not tasting coriander for what it is. You're eating it on a surface level.
No.
You're not actually, this is you. You probably eat baked beans on toast. No. You don't know what food is. Yes, you don't know culture.
I do.
You go to Hog's Breath Cafe. No. I have culture. I know how to eat food. Coriander is an essential.
It ruins everything.
Garnish.
Nothing worse you get with those banh mi's. And then, like, they shove the coriander,
extra coriander
all down the bottom. So your last three bites are just coriander and
love
chili.
That.
It's like eating soap, but your mouth's burning at the same time.
Can I give a shout out to a cafe?
Yeah, if you want. Who?
Okay, I went to a cafe this morning in Richmond called Jethro Canteen.
Yeah.
The best chili scramble I've ever had.
Where?
With chili scramble.
Yeah.
In Richmond.
Yeah, what's it called?
Jethro Canteen. Yes, I went there the other day. Mm. Unbelievable. Beautiful. Yeah. Best chili scramble. And they put the coriander in it as well on top. It was, like, unbelievable. And I actually wanted to ask for more coriander because it was so good.
May as well just go outside and just eat a bush.
Mm. Wow. Do you know what's weird with, like, eating food as well, by the way? When people
you
get
to chew it?
Yeah, that is weird. But you know when people get, like, say, eggs on toast?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is extremely dry. You need some avocado in there to, like, help you digest that food. Like, I don't get when someone just gets an egg on a toast. I'm like, you're eating, like, cardboard and an egg. Get some, like, avocado in there, maybe some mushrooms and stuff to, like, lubricate the meal a little bit.
Yeah, relish.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah, don't just do eggs and I'll do that sometimes, actually.
Yeah, you do.
I've been known to do that.
Yeah, it's gross.
Anyway, people who like coriander.
Love it. All right. Fantastic. Now, I've got one for you. I need you to put your headphones on because this thing annoys me so much that I can't even do, like, the jingle to it. Mm. So you know how we love TikTok.
Yeah. We do.
There's this thing coming
I'm
on.
I'm the king of TikTok.
There's this thing at the moment. You are the king.
I am.
Hey, how many followers are you on a TikTok at the moment?
Almost 30,000.
That's impressive. Good.
Whatever it is, what it is.
There's this thing that annoys
me. Make it too easy for me on TikTok.
So annoying on TikTok at the moment that honestly, like, every time this comes up.
You quit.
I want to turn it off.
Mm.
This. Do not do this.
Oh, you can really dance. Wow, you can really dance. He went. They said we've both been dancing all this time. What a coincidence.
I hate that. Is that what is it? The music for you or is it the dance?
It's both. It's both. It's like, don't play that song and don't do that. Like, don't shimmy at each other.
Yeah.
Like,
there's some weird stuff on, is that on TikTok, is it?
Yeah, I was on TikTok.
There's some real weird trends on TikTok at the moment. Some weird things that I just don't get.
That one kills me.
Yeah. There's so, TikTok makes it so easy for me to be the king of TikTok because I don't know if these like if I ever did something cringe on TikTok, I'd expect like my mates, you and in particular, yes. Like what are you doing? Like people in America just be like, either have the worst
That's
friends.
Awesome, man.
Yeah. Oh my God, you like doing that? That's sick. Like Bryce was his name. Hall. I said, can like the
we
worst
do?
Mates.
No, can we do one of those ones where they just like do? They walk up to the camera and they just go,
"Mate, I think they're killing it as well."
We should do one of them.
They're disgusting.
I've got another one.
Go.
So again, I'm broadening it out today. I've had a big weekend by myself. It's done things weird to me.
Yeah,
but this one's not people who. It's reality shows in general.
Hate them.
When I get home from, and you know what, you're probably involved in this. When I get home from a long day of work and I chuck on the TV and I see a 1 minute testimonial of MasterChef and everyone's crying because they've got to nominate someone off the show, don't do that.
Don't do that, yeah.
Don't do that. I saw this promo this week and every single host was crying. And I was like, I want to learn how to cook a nice meal. A nice succulent meal. I would like to see you cook a chicken chow mein.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, wow.
I would like to see you cook something fantastic. I don't want you crying. I don't want your tears in the food. Like,
you're right.
What the hell, that man?
I watched MasterChef like 10 minutes during the week and one of the contestants was crying and the host or the judge was like, listen, you have to stop crying. Like, I know you can do this. And he was like, but my mum would be so disappointed in me. Oh, like, man, you overcooked some chicken. Who cares? Like,
what the hell? Like, yeah. It's on everything. Like, you know, even with like Australian Idol, you cried a lot in Big Brother. Like,
I didn't cry.
Did cry a lot.
I didn't cry, mate. Cried never. I didn't cry on that
you
show.
You cried a lot.
Missed Anna. That's why.
is that fair enough?
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yep. Okay. Oh, yes. I like this one, actually. I've read them everywhere here. People, yeah, it's good actually. People who leave their stickers on their hat like this.
Yeah, but that's cool because that's Kangas.
Yeah, this is cool. I like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Don't do that.
It's actually a very cool hat.
I like that one. That's one. And people who post their food on Instagram out for a cafe. Oh, don't tell me you do this.
I'm not against this.
You're for it.
I'm not against
it. So say you're out for a cafe, you eat chili scrambled eggs. Would you post that on your Instagram story?
No, I wouldn't. No. But I know Tofu would. She loves, you know, like when you're out, just say with a group of people for dinner and like all the food comes as like sharing. You know, the first thing that Juz does, she stands up and just like does like this like cool photo of like the whole table. And I'm always just like, can I just fucking eat that, please? I'm so hungry.
Don't touch it.
But you know what? We love her and she's allowed to do that. Hey, before you get into a really, really good segment,
thanks.
I have something to say.
Can I? Yeah.
Do you want to say something too? Or?
No, it depends what you say first. Go. Okay.
So last week we did the 2015 redraft.
Yeah.
We're never going to do that again.
Just copped so much abuse.
If I wanted 5,000 people telling me that I am an idiot, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that was.
Yeah.
Okay. A few things.
Yeah.
Just because we don't pick someone in the top five. Okay. Just because I didn't pick Darcy Parrish, that doesn't mean.
You hate him.
I hate him.
No, you do hate him.
It doesn't mean that I'm literally going to his whole family.
Yes.
His ancestors and you just saying. Him. Fuck you all. That like I love the bloke, okay? I didn't really put that much effort into it.
Mm.
Nothing again. Like I love all these players.
Mm.
That was just our opinion.
Yeah. No, you hate them all.
No,
why would you do that?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
You're right. If I wanted to be cool, like an idiot, fucking moron, I'd just go ask like Anna what she thinks of me.
Yeah, that was unbelievable, some of the comments getting through. It was great. We love feedback.
Yeah.
But we might have to do another one soon.
The thing is, we don't really know what we're on about.
We don't honestly, we honestly have no idea. Half the time we're picking our mates.
Yeah,
so true. Like, just chill out, mates.
Speaking of good times and how much I love everyone, GMZ. Yeah.
GMZ.
Okay, well, can I just say to everyone?
No, don't even do this.
I won't do this, but I'm working on this. I don't have a good story. I'm working on something that is.
I'll give you credit. Off air, you've told me about this.
Yeah, I have told you about it.
It's exciting.
I couldn't contain myself. Now, I promise, an AFL player has come to me on a list. I promised that I'd keep his identity under wraps.
Anonymous.
You know, don't keep anonymous.
Anonymous.
Don't want to, you know, put him out there for the world to you know, hear where the sources.
Because when we have, so we trust our sources.
Yeah, we do trust the sources. I will say that obviously players AFL footy got traded from Brisbane to a team in Perth.
Okay,
that has a bird in it.
Yes.
Okay. Name rhymes with Smalik Smearden.
I don't think it does actually rhyme with that.
Smalik Smitterden.
Yeah, that one.
Take the edit that, thanks. He goes this. Hey, bro, got something for you for GMZ.
Yeah.
So I've got something that is come from, obviously, my source.
Who we don't know who that
we
is.
We don't know, but we're going to try and call that person next week to confirm the story.
Okay.
Okay.
Who we're going to confirm the actual rumor that the person's about.
That's about, yes, this, yes, rumor's okay. About. So he goes, hey, bro, got something for you for GMZ. The great man, leave that name out, we'll find out. We'll try and see if it's true.
Yep.
Played with him for 4 years, and he had one of the greatest post-game traditions. After every game, he would eat between 10 to 12 Maxi Bon ice creams in one sitting. He even on one occasion sat down and ate 16 Maxi Bons one night after he played a blinder. He wouldn't touch any junk food all week and was super strict in his diet, but that four-hour period post-game, he would just put himself to the sword.
16 Maxi Bons.
Imagine after a game, just rolling in the coals, getting four packs of Maxi Bons.
16.
16 Maxi Bons. So I'm working on this story.
So we might hear back from this person next week.
So we'll try and contact the person that obviously we've just spoken about.
Yeah, we've got
Maxi Bonds.
Yep.
So let me work on this a bit more. I'm going to, okay, you know, I need to scratch the surface. I'm not Tom Brown. I've got a story. I can only say what I can say until we actually get
and that's
the
why you're an award-winning journalist.
I am.
That's why the people love the show.
I'm respected. And that's why I love the segment. So 16 Maxi Bonds from this person next week. We'll get this person on the show. Confirm that this person does eat anywhere from 12, 16 Maxi Bonds.
And maybe that's what he's telling us. Who knows? There could be more.
There could be more. What do we don't know?
Okay.
I know that's what I'm scared about.
Great,
we don't know.
Great GMZ.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Really appreciate it.
I give it to the people. That's all. I do it for the people.
Yeah, no, you do. You do.
I do. And the people love it.
Yeah, well, it's questionable.
Oh, the feedback I'm getting. Love it. Love it. Best segment on there. Priority pick was okay. You really, see, the thing about priority pick is we've got this great divide we do between priority pick and GMZ. I feel like what you do is you go onto Netflix top 10 and just pick one from there.
Well, that's silly to say because my last two have been podcasts.
Yeah, but you'd...
So if you have half a brain, you'd realise that podcasts aren't on
Netflix. I'm getting feedback that you're not even describing it right now as well. What happens in the podcast?
Well, Dan, you know the thing, I've had a few messages about these people too, but...
You don't describe what happens in these podcasts.
Why would I describe the whole show and ruin it for everyone before they watch it?
At least get some basic details right.
Okay. Note taken. I appreciate the feedback. I will do a bit more research into that. And I thank you. Thank you for the feedback.
No, okay. That's fine.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Honest feedback helps us get better.
It does. We love honest conversations.
We do.
Just deliver it well.
Yeah. Well, you've got to deliver it well.
No. I'm saying everyone deliver it well.
True.
You know?
It's great. Right.
Thank you so much. Surround review.
Go.
Jesus Kangas, 2 points, as we said.
Oh, mate, set the tone for them. We're on
better
ball.
Than 1 point.
They get away with 2 points. Probably should have won.
Better than 1 point.
Yeah, they do. And zero. Better than losing.
Of course.
A lot better than losing.
2 points. Say. 1 point, 2 point. Thursday night footy, how good was that?
It's good that it's back.
Yeah,
love
it
Thursday
is.
Night footy.
It is good that it's back.
I love Thursday. Nothing better than a Thursday night after a long day at work.
It's honestly the best, most enjoyable. Yeah, well, when your boss lets you finish, I suppose.
No,
good.
I am my own boss.
Yeah. Anyway, when the boss lets you wrap up work,
myself,
I suppose, punch your card in and then you leave.
When I let myself leave work.
The job. Thursday night, you get home, I suppose, after you've done all your work and then...
Myself.
And then you watch the footy. It is a treat.
It's great. Thursday night footy, you sit back, you have a pizza, you have a garlic bread, you have a Magnum. You have a
or 16.
A
or 16.
Or 16 Maxi Bonds, one or the other. That's just so many. So
Geelong Port, what did you think of this? Because I actually thought Geelong would win. I think I tipped them last week.
I'm off Port.
Yeah.
I'm off them. You can't win the flag.
Well, I told you that, I think. They're not as good as they were last year, unfortunately. But do you know what was incredible? I actually put a tweet out, and I don't know if I normally tweet a lot, but I was watching the game, and I was like, have you ever seen a club do a bigger 180 than Port?
Mm.
And people were like, yeah, no, what? No shit. Like, that's what happens when you start winning games. But it's not even to do with the winning of games. It's more to do with, like, the branding of their club. Mm. Like, remember Port, you would have been being an Adelaide boy.
Mm.
They used to tape their seats.
And the tarps
on seats.
Yeah.
Their jumper was probably not great.
Played in front of the tarps.
They didn't do a whole lot. Like, the club just probably wasn't dominating. Mm. I know they're starting to win games now as well, but someone has come in there. Like, their meat, like... I don't know what you'd even call this role. Like, it could be Koshy, could be their CEO, could be their GM, could be anything. But yep. the person who's like on Port Adelaide rebrand.
Marketing
person, I'm assuming, yeah. You work for the man, so you'd know those.
I am the man in marketing, yeah. Yes, marketing,
so you'd,
media.
You'd know that.
Yeah.
Because I'm a one-man show, I sort of just do everything. But anyway,
yep.
that was, I was like, imagine that person. Like, how smart to like get all those... Rebrand the jumper, rebrand the club. They do the Never Walk, what is it?
Never Walk, You'll Never Walk Alone?
No, that's Liverpool.
Oh, they copied Liverpool.
Yeah, they copied Liverpool. Yeah. But like that was so good
Never
to bring.
Apart.
Never Tear Us Apart. That was so good to bring to the AFL.
That's pretty good.
And now like, how good would it be playing at Adelaide Oval with that song playing?
It'd be good. The only thing they have to do now is just win.
Yes.
Games.
Yes.
It's all good to have your Never Tear Us Apart and then come out and get done by 20 points.
Yeah, it's like Never Tear Us Apart. Just got torn apart.
Yeah. Tear Us Apart losing. So you're kind of tearing us apart.
Yeah.
I tipped them and they let me down.
Yeah.
So I'm off them. But, mate, Connor Rosie, geez, he started off like a house on fire, old Connor.
Need to get confirmation, Rosie.
No, it's not Rosie.
It's not?
It's not. I don't think, like the bottle, like Rosie the wine.
No, I just don't know if it's Rosie or Rosie.
Rosie. Mate, kick five. He's so explosive. Just quick.
He'd been quiet. I think he hadn't kicked a goal in 3 weeks. Then he just goes bang, 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 bang.
But yeah, a lot of goals. He kicks goals. Yeah. That four line. How about when Tom Hawkins tapped it down to Jeremy? Jeremy snap. Do you see that?
Yeah. Do you see when we kicked it and he like did a front flip when they got smothered?
Mate, they got a good forward line. Mm. They're going to be very dangerous.
Oldest team though, 10 players over 30 years age.
Mate, they're old as shit.
They're old as hell. They're old
as shit, man. That we've seen long season, older bodies tend to see. You know this big theory, like when you turn 30, like you're over the hill, you know,
not
good.
A thing anymore.
You reckon?
No,
30's a new 18.
30's a new because you're 33. So like,
okay,
you feel
I'm 29. So I'm 33. I don't like hog's breath. Okay, as well. I'm not 33.
You're a 33 year old hog's breath loving North supporter.
I bet there's gonna you're gonna do some memes in the week, like when you get out of bed over 30 after drinking, and it's gonna tag me, and then everyone's gonna tag me in it because I'm not over 30. I'm 29.
You're 33 and you love hog's
when
breath.
When you have a drink over 30, you come out some like old grandpa.
Why? We will get to the fact of why you do love hog's breath another day, but it
I
is strange.
Like hog's breath.
It must be a 33 year old thing. Anyway. So Sydney versus Hawthorn was a big game.
Yeah, great game.
Was it? I didn't watch it.
I was going to skip this one because we haven't got many games. We've got to actually do them all. But good rivalry, Sydney Hawks.
Yeah.
Don't like each other. Bit of feeling in that. Apparently the Hawks boys, Clarko said, get the gloves out this weekend, training. Let's just punch each other in the face.
Yeah, and Mitch Lewis got a concussion.
He did.
Yeah, not that that's funny, but he's got to miss 2 weeks of footy.
Imagine rocking up for a touch session and Clarko says, bring out the gloves, and you walk away with a concussion.
Do you know how funny that was? Like, and this would happen at every club. I'm 99% sure when the coach says you get a message saying bring your mouth guards on Monday. It's like, well,
no,
don't actually wear a mouth guard, but should I bring one anyway? Like just in case that was the rule of bringing it. And then you like have to do boxing and stuff and you're just like,
Your head so someone can punch it in. No, that's going to still make you play better footy. How did you guys turn around this week? Oh, well, Bucks just punched me straight in the nose. and then I was like, oh, better get a kick here.
Oh,
don't get
clubs.
That theory, but
seriously.
Obviously it's worth for him. Clarko said, boys, come here. We're just going to fucking absolutely belt the shit out of each other. They've won. Will Day was back.
Yeah, we love Will Day.
We love Will Day. Good Will Day. Gets the ball. Spare man back.
I would not be opposed if Hawthorn wanted to hit us up for some Will Day kits.
Oh, mate, Hawks, we're open. We're not exclusive. We love North.
Yeah, we do love North.
They're
our favourite team in the north of Melbourne.
We are.
Like in the North Melbourne area.
Yeah, and if a team from Hawthorn.
We also love Waverley.
We love Waverley. We love, you know, Gold Coast. We love the Greater Western Sydney.
Yes.
We're not exclusively North, although we love them.
Yeah.
We do love our members. We love them.
And we love Tom Powell.
We could be Melbourne members next week.
We could be.
Who knows? We change like the wind. How good was the debutant for Hawthorn?
His name is Jai Newcomb.
Comes out, tackling machine, just sets the record.
Yeah.
Had more tackles than you had
in your career. We might talk about him later. Yeah, that's just probably true.
Huge.
Freo Suns. Now, the Freo, I reckon it's their first game off Sunday in like 7 years.
Yeah.
So it was good to see them on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And guess what? They didn't disappoint.
They didn't. It was a up and back and forth game. They got wins.
Back on the winners list.
I had lots of players out. They did, and they still got a win.
It says here, Dan spoke about their young players last week. No, he didn't. That I speak about the young players every week.
Sam, once again, you've done it again. Never cease to amaze me. Yeah, I did say that. I said, actually, well done. You're wrong. Okay. Sorry to say. We did say that. Thank you, Sam. You're right. That's why we love working with you and why we're so happy to have you with us.
Yeah.
I said last week they never got blown out of the water. They're always competitive.
Yes.
And they are. They're very competitive when they win.
Okay.
Suns let me down.
Yeah, well, it was good to see Rao back, though.
Yeah, he was Matty back. Rau. He was back.
It's good to see him get back and just get through. Hey, you know how you are GMZ. Sometimes I'm DMZ.
Yeah.
Adam Chera.
Yeah, I've heard this across my table at the work.
It went across mine table. A few times.
I probably came to my inbox and I probably said, here, have this.
I got a whole letter about it. But yeah, anyway.
Got two letters.
I got three and I got a package. Anyway, what do you reckon? Will he come back to Melbourne?
Do you want to hear what I'm hearing?
Yes.
I'm hearing he goes to Richmond.
Wow.
Yeah, I've heard that deal is 75% done.
And like, how are you hearing this, by the way?
Well, why would I tell you my sources? The magician doesn't show you his tricks.
Dude, I don't know if I said this the other week. I know for a fact how good Cher is.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever even seen him play. Like, I know how good he is.
Yeah.
But like, I just don't ever like...
I see his highlights.
Do you know what I mean? I see his highlights, but like, I know how good he is. Like, I want him at Giants. I want him at Carlton. I want him anywhere. But like, I just never actually see him play. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen pictures and he looks strong and he's very like muscular and like it looks good and he's clean.
Yeah.
And we like that.
Well, they've won. So
hey, he'd look good in a long sleeve North jumper, wouldn't he?
Are we recruiting now? See, that's why you can jump on board List Cloggers. We also endorse North and recruit for North this episode.
So we give them a look of what they'd look like in the kit.
Especially maybe me. If anyone's got massive biceps, that's what you'd look like in this kit. Anyone out there who's on the list looking to go to North. St Kilda, Adelaide. Oh, boy, oh boy. Righty Thilthorpe. Good.
Sorry, but what the absolute hell?
Well, that game was weird. Why was it in Cairns?
COVID, I reckon. Maybe.
That's just a weird place to, why not?
Yeah, I didn't even know it was in Adelaide. Cairns. I thought it was Adelaide Oval.
They could have an Adelaide,
sure,
but
not sure, yeah.
Righty Thilthorpe kicked the goal to win it. How funny, did you see that he can kick that goal? Do you see
Is it Thilthorpe?
Thilthorpe. Do you see that kick?
Thilthorpe.
Oh, did you see the goal?
I did. Very cool.
Man, he's kicked it 40 metres in the air for a travel, actual 3 metres, then bounced 2 metres over the line.
Yeah, it was impressive.
I love his just mentality. Love that. Get it and do it as high as I can.
I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm. He was pick two.
I did not know that.
After Jamara. Well, he was pick one actually technically because Bulldogs got the Jamara.
I seriously didn't know that. That is really
good. He's good. He's going to be a good player.
It looks good. Looks number really seven good. Too. As you know, if you're a big fan of the show, you know sometimes with me, I get a bit weird with
stats,
numbers
you do.
On players.
Yeah.
When I first saw him in the seven, I was like, don't know if that like is a seven for me is more like a maybe a bit more of a midfielder type.
Yeah.
But as it's more going on,
you like him.
I'm really liking him in the seven now.
Yeah, it's true. Speaking of numbers on backs, he's Seedsman's 11.
What I just thought it was a thick one. Like, I thought it was a big, thick, big slug one.
What's that Adelaide property steward doing down there with 11?
Oh, mate, seriously.
Get some separation. Get up from 1.5 COVID about it.
Seriously. It needs to take a bit of my eyes into consideration. Like, put it like a little
just
bit further apart.
Separate each other, boys. Yeah.
You know what else I love about – two more things I love about Adelaide?
Jimmy Rowe.
We'll get to that. Mm. One is their jumpers.
Yeah.
I love the yellow jumper.
Adelaide. I see where this is going. Adelaide.
If you want to send us them, that's fine. We're more than happy to.
Open.
I want a long sleeve Adelaide yellow.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yellow.
Yeah, yellow Adelaide one. And please. Say please.
Say please. Yeah, say please.
Thank you. And Jimmy Rowe, our boy. So someone sent me a message the other day. I actually started pissing myself laughing. They said Jimmy Rowe with a shot late in the boundary was telling himself to calm down in his head.
Calm down, Jimmy. Let's go into Jimmy's mind. Jimmy, you got the ball. There's only 1 minute left.
Who's telling himself?
Take 30 seconds, Jimmy.
Who's still barking orders, telling the boys to settle.
Text, I'm going to take a shot.
We love Jimmy Rowe.
So good, Jimmy. Yeah. Well done, Jimmy. Keep being you, Jimmy. Keep setting the tone, mate.
He's been playing some great footy though, Jimmy.
Has he?
Yeah, he's a barometer.
He is. He's up and about, old Jimmy.
He's just, I love high energy players and he brings a lot to that team. So we do love him. Guess who I heard from throughout the week?
Who?
Guess who? One of our good friends, one of the best blokes you know.
Mickey Barlow?
No.
Who?
Said best blokes. Someone, all right, you'll get it when I say this. Who was a player that we played with that had every coach wrapped around his finger?
Matty Wright.
Matt Wright. Yeah. Matty Wright. He's working at Adelaide now.
Yeah, is he?
Matty Wright. Yeah, he's just had his second kid.
Congrats,
fantastic. Genuine star.
Mm.
Right, man, but he works Adelaide. So maybe we should actually ask him to talk to Jimmy Rowe and the boys.
Send something.
Maybe that could be a thing about getting some jumpers here.
as a way in.
Not sure.
Just yeah,
see how
that
goes. Sunday. Kanga. Roo.
We love saying that because we're Kanga members now. Oh, I love the Kangaroos. Oh, come on. Nothing better than watching some Kangaroos footy with your merch on.
Nothing better than getting to Hobart and just Bloodstone Arena with just, it's like, 4 degrees and you've just got your just jumper on like that.
Nothing better than rolling to the gates of Hobart, just Guernsey on. I don't feel the cold. If the boys are wearing it, so am I. I'm with them. Like when, who made up, did Clarko make all the boys wear shorts one day?
The boys don't acknowledge it. They're like,
cold is a mentality. I freeze with you, boys.
Oh, but we did love the Kangas. They played some good footy on the weekend, even against my Giants.
Yep, I know.
It's really hard for me now. I'm really
Good result
conflicted.
For you.
Yeah, great result. That was a great result. Couldn't been happier.
Yeah, I'm stoked we got 2 points at the Roos. We fought hard. We would lead. Obviously, the Giants came back. Full respect to the Giants, but we were able to hold on and get 2 points, which is vital.
Yeah, so it was a great result for both of us.
Great.
How about our mate as well, Matty DeBoer? Yeah, you just signed another 1-year deal.
Just keep signing ones.
Sign 1-year deals. They said, can we get you a 4-year? He said, no, just the one.
Yeah. I perform better when I'm on edge of that contract.
I'd rather not know what I'm doing next year. Like, it's just so good to just not know.
I have constant anxiety.
Guess what?
What?
Exciting times.
What are we doing?
So we're going to be calling someone.
We'll be asking him. Have we got questions for him?
Yeah, we've got questions. Everyone.
What questions? Okay.
Yeah. So we're calling TP. TP.
Tom Powell.
Tom Powell. Because we're the new Tom Power fan club.
We are.
Hello.
T Power.
Tommy.
Hey, guys. Hey, Dan. How are you?
Hey, Dan. What do you want to say good day to me, mate? Or?
Hey, Dan.
Me.
Fucking Jesus.
Tommy Powell, how are you, mate? What's happening?
I'm good, thanks.
Mate,
we're super excited.
We're nervous, mate. You're the star down there. We're just absolute big fans. We started a Tommy Power fan club. We're in the full North gear.
We've got the long sleeve, 24.
24's on the back.
Actually.
We're dripped in North gear, which is amazing. So,
that's unbelievable.
We're the nervous ones here.
T Power, how did you on the weekend, mate? Obviously, we're very wrapped with the result because obviously it was a draw, but 2 points in the bank. As you know, newcomer North supporters, we're going to take those 2 points. It's going to be fantastic. How was the game?
Oh yeah, it was really weird playing in a draw. Actually, I don't think I've ever played in one, so it didn't really feel like a win. It sort of felt more like a loss. But I don't know. We're not super thrilled with only the 2 points. We would have loved the 4, but good learning experience. You probably learn a bit more if you lose the close ones than win them. So,
geez, he switched on, Dan. He knows exactly what he's doing.
He knows how to handle the media.
That's why we love him. Hey, love him. Just so you know, it's not Jared and Robbo here, mate. Okay, you can have some fun with us. Hey, obviously, you know our credentials to all-time list cloggers of the competition. You were playing against a few of my old friends on the weekend. Did anyone? Do I need to have a word to any of the boys? Because obviously I was a Giants affiliated club. Now I'm also with the North, so I'm trying to harper some relationships for both. Do you need me to smooth anything over?
No, there wasn't anything that went on that I need to you know about,
because you know the deal would sort it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you would. I know that no one would mess with you, but yeah, you're similar to Corey now as well, a Giants player and now a North supporter, or a North player almost.
Yes, yes, no, true. I appreciate
that. We're on board, mate. North teammates, we love them. Obviously, we're part of the family now. Who's your favourite teammate down there?
Will Phillips is one of my favourite teammates. He got drafted with me this year, so we sort of
Big Will
come through it together. Corey's obviously super nice guy, super funny as well. Luke McDonald's a great teammate. We've had a few injuries, so I haven't played with all these boys, but they're really good at the club and I love hanging out with them.
Love it. Great, mate. First year. When I was playing, you probably heard about my illustrious career, mate. It's pretty hard to miss. I really struggled actually touching the ball. How's the step up been from obviously your first
year? Getting the ball.
What's it like to touch the ball essentially?
I used to actually be a Gold Coast fan.
Very good.
Yeah, I remember watching your debut and you're in my fantasy team. You weren't great.
Thanks, mate. I tried my hardest.
But you did a lot of team things, a lot of almost touches. So
thanks, mate.
That was important. But I guess I'm doing my best to get the ball and try to play my role for the team as well. But yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing well or
Mate, you're setting the tone. Yeah. You are setting the tone. That's what you're doing well, and we absolutely love it. Big rivalry, as you know. You actually sent me sort of a message that was a bit upsetting to me a while ago about priority pick. You sort of like GMZ a little bit better. We've like to ask just once and for all, from your opinion, this isn't going to – no hard feelings aside. We love hard conversations here. We encourage them.
Yeah, and just to mention before, I'm actually a massive, like a bigger fan.
Yeah, and I actually just want to mention as well, man, like the way you go about it actually inspires me and it gets me up in the morning. And it actually, like when I listen to podcasts and watch Netflix, I'm actually thinking about you. So just so you know.
Like I actually clear up my calendar on weekends, like the missus wants to go for dinner. I said, no, Tom's playing.
Yeah, same.
That's enough.
Same, man. So just so you know, like no hard feelings, whatever.
No
like,
stress, man. Yeah no
honestly, because like, it won't matter. But like, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm just glad we could squash that beef we had, Dil. I did tell a few of my mates that I've got beef with you. So I'm glad we could get over that. But which one of you two is wearing the long sleeve?
I've got the long sleeve.
I'd probably have to say priority pick.
Oh, yes!
Just the long sleeve. Oh, the long sleeve got it over.
I've got the long sleeve.
That's a game. We know where you're
at. Hey, and by the way, Dan, like I really love your segment too, and like I would have been happy either way because the community that we have here at Priority Pick is we're happy for everyone. So that's why Tom's a part of it.
And yeah, exactly.
And it's more
it
like a loving.
It wasn't one better than the other. It's just that
exactly
not one worse than the other. They're just slightly better. The other
exactly
one.
Yeah, right, thanks, man. I really appreciate that. And
well, I've got a good one. Listen to this episode. I got a really good one for you.
And so do I. So
all
just
right, well, I look forward to it.
Hey, last one, mate, because this is something that really I need to know. So like. We've invested in North Gear. We are members of 2021 season. We want to be members for the rest of our lives. Mm. We love it. We love you. Obviously, you're our players. You know, you're our guy. You're our go-to man for List Cloggers North Melbourne. You're part of the club. Yeah. I have a long sleeve of your jumpers, number 24. I need to know, you're a high-round draft pick. You're going to be the next captain of the club. Are you going to stick in number 24 or do I have to like get this jumper, like the patches that I can rip off and you might be upgrading to another one?
I've been asked that a few times, actually.
Are you eyeing off another one?
Nah, not at this stage. It's more to do with like who your locker partners are at training.
Yes, yes.
And if Ben Mackay is the club much longer, I might have to change numbers.
Yes,
but if he moves, I'll be sticking with number 24.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, so just all we ask is transparency and honesty. Like if you decide that that's coming next year, we just need another long sleever and stuff as well.
Yeah, you'll be the first to know.
Yes, fantastic, mate. That's great. Appreciate it. Whenever you're around, we'll get you in the studio. Yes, really appreciate
always
it.
Welcome.
Go the Kangas.
You're doing
go
well, mate. Keep flying.
Yeah, we love you, mate. So keep going.
All right, take care, guys. I'll give out some high fives on the weekend.
Give on the weekend.
Good man.
Keep setting the tone, brother. We'll speak to you soon.
There, yeah, right.
Thanks, guys.
Right.
Oh, what a good man.
What a good How's came into the show? I thought it was Jared Robbo.
I know. Hey, Tommy, just chill the hell out, mate.
A bit of Jimmy Rowe about us. Wait, Tommy. It's not Jared Robbo.
Just chill.
Good on
just
him.
Chill.
What a star.
Yeah, we love
it. We love him. We love the Kangaroos episode. It's based around there.
Yeah, we love it.
What on Tommy.
We love
now.
It. We're members.
Star.
What a good man.
Good breakup in that. That
hey,
nice.
So good question. Like, I know you're a journo, but so am I with the numbers. So.
No, you're not. What have you got for me, though?
No, that's it.
You're missing a game. Eagles Richmond. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We have to. Do you watch it? You did. I know you did.
Yeah.
Absolute ripper cracker snorter game.
They said game of the year.
Yeah.
I missed it. Man. I was out.
Perth love their footy.
Yeah.
They love football over there.
They do.
Oh, mate.
I know.
What a game. Richmond up and about all game. Big JK17.
I love a lot of things, but I do really love West Coast.
They're just a team you can't hate. You just respect them.
Josh Kennedy, man. How crazy is that debate where they keep saying about like Josh Kennedy versus Judd? Like,
I hate that debate.
It's like they're both superstars.
Ever. Yeah. Don't make that a debate. I don't like it at all.
Could you answer it now, though? Who would you?
The thing is,
I
feel like Juddy was in his prime already and was like, okay, we know what Juddy is, but JK has been so good for a long time.
Yes, and just for reference, we're going back to the debate of Chris Judd, Josh Kennedy when he left. You know, Carlton had Josh Kennedy. He got traded over to West Coast, and they also got pick 3, which I think they picked Chris Maston as well. And then Judd went to Carlton, and they got Judd and Dennis Armfield.
See, JK would
and
never.
But you're forgetting that they got Dennis Armfield as well. So,
oh, was that in there?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that changes everything.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
We've got to call Dang because he would love that.
Yeah, he'd know. Yeah.
It's a hard one though, isn't it?
It's a hard one.
Because if Carlton go and win 4 flags, then.
Yeah, but Kennedy wouldn't have been what he is at West Coast.
At Carlton.
I reckon.
Mm.
Anyway,
We're not allowed to talk about Carlton too much. People get upset.
Yeah, well, no, yeah,
we're North fans now anyway.
We are. And leads us into today's game.
Yes.
We are recording now, so
yes,
we got a live update.
Well, I'll give you an
started.
Update.
So obviously, D's Collingwood Queen's Birthday Clash, the big freeze.
It's 6-0.
I see who's winning.
Melbourne.
Melbourne are up. Oh, good start with the D's. They'd be up and about.
Let me say you're setting the tone early.
Who's setting it early?
Early with the tone setters. My boy, Neil Bullen's kicked one and had two possessions.
Yeah, set the tone early.
And he didn't get picked last week, so he might get picked next week.
Well,
and I'll tell you a few people that have had zero.
Who's had nothing? Who's nervous at the moment? Who's real nervous?
Half the people have had it. Is anyone in minus?
Anyone negative fantasy points? Because that's when it's a really bad side of the game.
Yeah, it's like you've given away three free kicks and like no touches. No minuses yet. Still pretty early.
Well done. Well, I think Collingwood's going to win.
Yeah.
They will. Buck's going out.
You reckon? Is this his last game?
This coaching's last game right now as we speak.
That's big.
He's done.
What did you think about that? I really, really like Nathan Buckley.
Yeah, we said that last week before. We said he handles his stuff really well. He's cool, calm, collected.
So did he get sacked last week?
I think he got pushed.
But were we talking about it last week?
No, we were just saying how much we like Bucks, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I like him.
Yeah, me too.
He'll get picked up again, I think
he will. Now, you being GMZ, you're a journalist. I know you know a lot of things.
Mm.
Who's coaching Collingwood next year?
Mitchell.
Sam Mitchell.
Correct. Clarko's not moving from that seat.
I like it. Mm. I like it. Thanks. I'm just thinking. Because I know Ross Lyon, obviously people think he's going to coach, but from what I've heard, he's just loving life, not coaching.
He would be, yeah. So Rocket up there, back.
Yeah, Rocket could get back.
Fuck me, imagine that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Spray the boys. Nothing like spraying the boys for another 3 years. They'll teach them. Okay, question of the week.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you this for the question of the week.
Please.
What's your stance on getting in the players who are out of form based on their salary? How do you feel? For instance, big player on big money and then doesn't get the touches or not having impact on games and the media come after him. What's your take on that?
Mm. It's a good point. It's a good question.
No, it's okay. No, it's probably, it's a hard hitting question. That's what I do here.
Yes. No, it's a really good question. I think like, I don't know. I sort of think like I never want players to get, you know, put into like talked about like negatively and stuff. But I also think at the end of the day, if you sign big deals, the more money, more problems.
Mm. That's
what they kept saying.
That's what they say.
It's a song by Biggie Smalls.
That's what they say.
It says, I never know what they want from me. It's like the more money that comes from her, the more problems I see.
Yeah.
So in that song, it pretty much says what
exactly
happens.
Your answer.
More money, more problems.
So essentially what you're saying is go listen to that song. That's your answer.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying it's not the player's fault that a club will throw money.
No.
At all.
Definitely.
But then the player does have to see. I feel like if I ever got thrown 800K, that would be it. You would not get anything out of me.
Yeah,
I said 5 years.
You would never get that.
But if I did, like, I'm giving you 15 touches max.
But even locally, like, I feel like that's a big thing.
Mm.
Like we talk about now, you know, going back, blokes playing local. There'd be guys at local clubs that are on like good cash, good coin, and if they don't perform.
Yeah.
What happens? Like, I actually have never played local before. So that's what happens if you're playing local?
If you're like a, you know, for instance, you've come out of this AFL system and then you go to a local club and they pay like top line cash, it does feel like if you kick six a game, that's not good enough
for
them. Like, you do have to win the game off your own boot.
Mm.
But again, it's on them.
Yeah. But even like even just talking in general to just like everyday footballers that are guns on big money, it is a thing. It's like the more money you get paid, the more you are expected to perform, which was probably why I was never ever expected to perform.
It's kind of a good thing though.
Just to rock up and have fun.
Everything was a bonus that you get from this contract. Anything that you've signed my contract to, which is minimal, is a bonus.
I felt bad and I was like paying to be there.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine how bad it feels actually when you're like-
You're expecting me to play a full year in the seniors.
Mm.
I'm going to give you one game in the thirds and I'll give you four senior games and then play 18 in the twos.
And then I'll be injured for the rest of it.
Yeah. And then spend a bit of time in rehab.
Oh, bad investment.
Or mixed bag.
Yeah, it's a good question though. Let us know your thoughts. Anyone wondering?
True, thanks.
Winners and losers. Sting at S-Bone.
Oh, you pizza.
My loser this week.
Wow. Is it even?
St Kilda.
Yeah.
Man, when are they going to turn things around? St Kilda. I keep hearing they should be on paper, their team is great. Should be beating Adelaide.
Yeah.
And he had
got a lot of injuries at the moment, though.
Oh, so does everyone, mate. But it's round 11.
Don't they have like 26 players to pick from at the moment?
Yeah. That's true, isn't it? Yeah, they've got 28 players.
Pretty hectic, but still.
They look great. Their list is still good.
I think the more disappointing thing on the weekend was the fact that they were up by like 40 points at three-quarter time.
They were up by 30.
And then they lost.
Yeah, don't know what's going on there.
I don't know if it was 40. Don't kill me if it wasn't.
Thank God they lost. Yeah, it takes pressure off other clubs.
Yeah. What happens there, though? Like, what do they...
To get the boxing gloves out.
Yeah.
Do a Clarko.
Did you see the thing they did about Max King?
Well, they'd, with Hawko?
Yeah.
Yeah, the comparison.
That's exciting.
Apparently he's miles ahead of Hawko, isn't he?
Goals. A little, like on par, but above.
Yeah. And he's the main forward as well.
Yeah. So we love the King boys. We love, love that. He's doing a good job at the moment. So, yeah, we love the Saints. Bad loss on the week, but I think they can turn it around.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Sure.
Winners.
Winners. I'm going, my winner this week is West Coast.
Nice.
That's a great win.
Huge.
Shouldn't have won last week against the Blues, beat the Blues. Then go back to Perth. Still weren't tipped to be favourites. Come from behind victory. JK17, as we said, wins it for them. Yep. They are, I feel like every year everyone says, oh, West Coast have this patch where you're like, nah, they're done, they can't. And they just win games.
I love West Coast. I've said this a few times. I'd really like them. I tipped them for the flag this year. I think it might be a little bit too late still. I still think Tigers will win the flag.
You reckon?
But yeah, I think Tigers will win the flag still. Mate, they're good. They're a very good team. Like, far out. Liam Ryan is an absolute, like, it's actually just, like, enjoyable to watch. Sorry, just in terms of that game as well, did you see that mark that Shai Bolton went for?
Yeah, unbelievable.
That was like,
if he pulled that down, that would have been ridiculous.
That would have been, like, the best mark of ever, all time. He probably still wouldn't have won mark of the week. They wouldn't have they would have given it to Collingwood.
He'll still again. Win it. He'll still win it. I feel like West Coast every year are just the same West Coast. Like, you know what you're going to get every year from them. Finals.
Yeah. I do love West Coast. I still think they can get better. True. Hopefully.
All right. Let's get some tips.
Let's get some tips.
On the...
big one.
Oh, big one. Big game. First
this is
round.
Massive.
Cats and the Bulldogs. Great game.
Great game.
Love that. Bring back the good games.
Bring back the good games. Bring back the good games for the kids.
GMHBA Stadium.
Yeah. Bring back the good games for the kids.
Yeah. Good. Their dad take the kids down there.
Yeah.
JHGHMEA Stadium.
Who wins this?
I think...
I'd love a Western Bulldogs long sleeve.
No, mate, you can't say it. You like every long sleeve in the competition.
I'd like
a Geelong one as well?
Yes.
And I bet you know what you'd love. A Lions one.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I had a feeling you would. I think the Cats...
Oh, Port Adelaide would be cool long sleeve.
Okay, we're not going to do this. Cats are going to win that game.
You reckon the Cats will win?
Yeah.
If the Dogs win this game, they are...
Flag favourites.
Yes.
Okay, so who are you going?
I'm going for the Dogs to make it interesting.
Okay.
I'm going for Geelong, but because you know, I actually know Mitch Duncan.
Yeah, you do. Oh, I know, mate. Tell us every episode.
I actually know a few of the boys, like Blitzars and like Tom Stewart and stuff. Ooh, Tom Hawkins.
That's awesome.
I'm actually mates with like heaps of the guys.
No, you're not. They're not mates.
I actually had a few beers with the boys and that.
How many beers do you have with them?
Oh, like three.
And then went home?
Yeah. Yeah. Then they said, man, you better go. I was like, yeah, okay. I
said, man, we'd love to hang out with you, but your Uber's here, man. Like, oh, we'd love to stay up and have beers.
Yeah, I've hung out with heaps of the boys before and stuff, even like Chris Scott and stuff.
So. You've never had it?
No, I have. I actually have at Mitch Duncan's wedding.
No.
Yeah.
It was Brad Scott. Big game the next day.
Yeah,
huge game. Suns Port. It's a big game at Metricon Stadium.
Yeah, that's a ripper, man. I will definitely not watch that one, I'll be honest. 100%. Like, I can categorically tell you.
Guess what?
I would rather watch MasterChef crying than watch this game.
Sun's going to win that.
Don't care.
Yeah, okay, then don't tip it.
Nah, I will. And Matty Rao's back. I reckon he will. Last week he was just warming up back into it.
Yeah, only had the 14. Just warming up, isn't he?
He was warming up. He was definitely on reduced game time as well.
He was. Love. Did he even, didn't think he even played twos. He said Dewey.
Matty Rao doesn't even know what twos
Dewey.
Are.
Don't put me in that competition, okay?
Dewey. Pretty sure he picks a team.
Don't Dewey do
Could
that
you imagine
me.
What he would do in the NEFL?
He would have 400.
Not even funny. Okay, so yeah, I reckon you're right, mate. I reckon the Gold Coast could win that.
Thanks.
Next week.
Oh, big game.
All right, break it down like this, right? It's North versus Brisbane. A lion versus a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Who wins?
Well, a lion probably would eat the shit out of the kangaroo.
But, would it though?
But let me say this though? To you. The kangaroo now has a list clogger spirit and mentality in it.
Where I was going with
now
that.
It's a big red.
Yeah.
It's a big red kangaroo.
Yes.
A full grown 7'1" kangaroo that weighs 400 kilos with massive biceps.
Yes.
Against a fucking pissant lion. Come to the wrong jungle, brother. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Lions in the Australian outback as well would not go as well as you think.
Way too harsh. Heat.
You can like literally kangaroos and, you know, I'm an animal lover.
Yeah.
Don't even eat them like you do.
I eat kangaroo meat.
Yeah, exactly. I don't.
Yeah.
Have you seen how strong those kangaroos are?
I've wrestled one once.
No, you haven't. So my story about a kangaroo is I was driving once.
Sick.
Saw a kangaroo like get hit by a car.
But the car came second best.
The car was ridden off. Like the car was, and the kangaroo just like got up and was like, just like ran off. I was like, oh, I'm sweet. Cool.
It's like you trying to box me. It's like a little piss ant just hit me. Oh, a little mosquito. Oh, get off me. Thanks. So based on that mentality of the North big red 7'1" kangaroo.
Yeah, we're going the Kangas.
I'm going the Kangas.
Same. Go the Roos.
Go the Roos.
Tommy Power as well. I feel like he's going to be pretty amped up this week.
True.
He needs a nom, by the way.
Yeah, give him a nom AFL.
Gil. Who do you have to talk to get a nom around here?
Probably Robbo, someone. Gil.
Sorry, but can we talk about like I don't want to
Robbo.
It's getting funny now. We're not getting into this, but that was one of the funniest things Robbo I've ever
ruining
seen.
Ruining the whole press conference for everyone. Bucks, can you hear me?
If you haven't seen it, Nathan Buckley obviously was getting his retirement from coaching. I think that's how they put it. But it was on Zoom meeting and it was delayed. Robbo was trying to talk, but his reception was bad. And he was just cutting off every single person in the thing. It was one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. I actually felt that. I was like the funniest thing I've ever heard.
It's like he was in his own world. Like normally those Zoom meetings, you get like, okay, I'm freezing here. Obviously, I'm not really in this. He was like, just kept going.
Just kept going.
Bucks. Robbo, shut up. No one can hear you. Okay. A giant versus a navy blue.
Yep.
Yeah. You come to a giant's house?
Oh, what was that movie called as a kid I used to love? I was obsessed with it. James and the Giant Beanstalk.
James and the Giant's fact Beanstalk.
Peach and the Giant. No. I think we're getting two things mixed up here. One's James and the Giant.
James
Peach.
Is a big friendly giant.
One's the one with the beanstalk. The giant that you have to climb the beanstalk.
Yeah, it's on Netflix at the moment.
What's it called?
James and the Giant Beanstalk.
No, I'm going to look it up. Keep talking.
It's called Jimmy Roll and the Giant Beanstalk.
Giant. So he used to go like Beanstalk.
Yes, mate.
He used to like climb up
the
there.
The three beanstalks and the
Jack,
giants.
Jack and the Giant Jack Beanstalk. The giant.
That's what I said. Jimmy Roe and the Giant Beanstalk.
Jimmy Roe and
so
the Giant Beanstalk.
A giant, guess what? Giants are going to win this game.
I agree.
Yeah. They've got lots of injuries at the moment, or what's going on there?
Yes, they do. But they'll still win.
They'll win that game at Giant Stadium. Giant Stadium, ooh.
You haven't been setting the tone.
Ooh, lately. I haven't been able to with COVID, mate. Have I? And when I did last time, I set the tone great and we won. We beat Hawthorn. So now that COVID sacked me, I can't set the tone for the boys.
What happens if Carlton don't win this game?
Nothing's going to happen.
Just lose again.
No, they're just going to lose and then everyone's be like, oh, they're being reviewed at the moment.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, cool.
There's no fallout. Tiggy's not going to be sacked this year.
No, I don't think so either.
He won't.
Rivals. Line in the sand.
Talk about rivals.
All right, think about it. Two dominants of the air.
Yeah.
You've got a bomber, which is a
fighter jet
versus an eagle.
The eagles get big.
Hawks
get big.
Hawks get really big.
Yeah. Because
they're big.
A hawk versus a bomber jet.
I have to say the bombers.
Yeah. That hawk would get messed up.
It'd probably get caught in the like propeller or
and
something.
That's why people listen to this show because, yeah, we could give you the interesting tips.
We're giving it on a surface level. This is not surface level.
We're digging further than just the matches and we're talking about the mascots, who would beat who.
Yeah.
If you go back to the game of how it actually says bombers will win that game.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Hey, just on while we're on this topic, I wouldn't mind just talking about this quickly. Give me a 3-2-1 of the most powerful emblems, powerful logos. Like, who would you be picking 1, 2, and 3? Let's just have a quick 20 seconds to do this, okay?
If I just based on their
logos.
On their logos, Richmond.
What would you? No, like.
Based on how powerful, and they might have to jump off the page to me?
No, not the logo. I'm saying, sorry, like the mascot.
Yeah. Oh,
powerful.
Yeah. Okay. Well, definitely the lion.
All right. I've got mine.
Go.
Okay. I'm going to go from 3-2-1. 3. A giant. Okay. Mm. Think about it. Mm. You're rocking up. You know, they say you walk down an alley. Who do you run into? You run into a fucking giant.
Yeah.
Like imagine if there was a giant there. Mm. You'd just be like, how am I going to beat you? I can't. You're a giant.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. That's my number 3. I reckon that's the third most powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the Gold Coast Suns. Okay. I can't even look into the sun for more than 3 seconds before it hurts my eyes. That's how strong it is.
So this is like context if you walk into a stadium and you have to verse this mascot.
Yes. Okay. It was just like in life, what's the most powerful thing? Like the sun would just singe my absolute eyes.
Yeah.
First, I don't even think we've thought about this. A fucking demon. A demon. Like a demon can possess you and like give you nightmares and kill you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's fair.
That should, like, in this day and age, I'm not sure how a demon is still allowed to be a team. It's actually too scary to be a team. Is that fair enough?
Yeah. What the fuck's a navy blue? So I'm just looking at these things.
Captain Carlton,
yeah.
He's just a guy.
He's scary.
He did have one of those cool like things though.
So I'm walking into a stadium. I've got a verse, whatever's there.
Yes.
Okay, I walk in. The first thing I see is a fucking full-blown fighter jet. How am I going to beat an Essendon bomber?
I don't know.
I can't beat that. I can't take it down. No. So that gets me. Okay, I walk into the second stadium.
Just on that though, sorry, the fighter jet wouldn't have a great turning circle.
Yeah, but it could just take off and then come down and just smack me.
True.
Okay, second one, a swan. Have you been out at Park Lake, mate?
Oh, I have. They're crazy.
They are massive.
They are crazy, man.
They chase after
Kids. They're nuts.
A Sydney swan.
They're nuts.
And then have you seen Port Adelaide's mascot?
Yes.
It's a muscly-ass guy riding a thunderbolt.
Yeah, he's going to kill
him. He's got electricity charging through his veins.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Yeah, he'd beat the fuck out of me real quickly. So that's just another, and again, another take of how we do things here if you just listen to this
I definitely think the demon is the scariest though.
Imagine walking just the demon.
Imagine a demon possessing you.
Yeah, like Lucifer on the Netflix show that I watched.
See, that's surface level, man. Like other people, they're going to give you the stuff. We get really into that.
Oh, yeah, we do. We do things differently.
Also, don't ever, like just while we're talking about the kangaroos, don't ever underestimate a mother kangaroo protecting its joey.
True. Yeah, kangaroos are big red.
Big red
thing.
Like just that on kangaroo, that, I love kangaroos. So they're very powerful. Cool, mate. Hey.
Hey.
Good chat.
Thanks.
Is that time of the night?
It is.
Do it. Discovery of the week.
I am a good player. I'm a very good player. Discovery of the week.
Discovery of the week.
I have mentioned him before, but as we said.
Should you just recap who won last week?
Yes. Harry Cunningham. Thanks to everyone who voted. Harry Cunningham made the team, so welcome Harry to the list.
Very tight, say too. I think it was 52% to 48%.
Thank you for everyone on team selection there as well. The match committee obviously had a voting process. Harry got the vote, and he's in the team.
So to our boy Alex Neil-Bullen, don't be disheartened. He's obviously started the game. He set the tone straight up, two and one goal. Checking him. So he obviously wants to get back in it.
So Alex, obviously you listen to the show, you've just missed out, mate. But go back, obviously the seniors, keep setting the tone there. I know you started the game on fire, you kicked one, had touches early.
Did AMB
set the tone?
No, did Cunningham get around us? Did he get around the post? We haven't posted yet.
We haven't posted yet. We will though, and we'll make sure he gets around us.
Yep. Okay, we'll do that.
So I'm going back to the well with this guy.
Go on.
I don't know if I've mentioned him already, but Paul Seedsman.
Mm-hmm.
He said 31 touches in the weekend.
Wow.
Best on ground for Adelaide. He's averaging 26. Pick 76 in the 2010 draft.
Pick 76. 76. Now, am I mistaken that he got picked up from not like a TAC Cup, or maybe he was like a 19-year-old or something like that? I'm pretty sure he got picked up from like a VAFA or a team or something like that.
He wasn't even playing in a, you know, typical draft league.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got picked up, 76, got traded to Adelaide, you obviously want more opportunities. Wasn't getting opportunities, came to the team, played a few games. I think he played something like...
He was also an Anzac Day medalist.
He is. I think he only played 10 games last year. Come in this year, just setting it on fire.
Can torp the ball too. We don't really have anyone that can torp.
No, we can put him on a wing.
At the moment.
Somewhere. I'm thinking he plays on a wing.
Yeah. Yeah. So Robbo's on one wing. We need another wing spot.
Seeds.
Exciting. Okay. Yeah. I like it, Dan. I like it. Now, my guy got picked up in the mid-season draft about 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Literally.
Fresh.
Not 2 days, but it was probably 2 weeks. Anyway, he's from Box Hill. Jai Newcomb.
Yeah. Tackling machine.
Tackle machine. Watched his highlights on the weekend. 17 minutes of just tackling.
Yeah.
Like, just don't mess with him.
And I put it in context. He was actually boxing everyone during the week. So for him to come out and tackle, it's a whole different kettle of fish from
literally
boxing and tackle.
But this young bloke, what a star. Like, he's had... Broke the record for the most tackles on debut, 14 tackles. He had 12 kicks. Obviously, a good win of a debut win.
Yep.
And he's from the Box Hill Hawks. Obviously, come through that program. Clark, I said, I've seen something in this kid. We need a bit of mongrel. We need a bit of mongrel. Let's get him. I don't know what he was doing prior to that. What was he doing for work?
Not sure.
I did hear it, but I can't remember what it was.
Not sure.
Anyway, he's come in. He's had 14 tackles, and it's fair to say he set the tone for the Lakers.
He did set the tone. That's one thing he did do.
And we have got some big, tough boys in this team.
We've got Hickey.
Liam Baker, Hickey.
Flinney.
Benny Keys, who's just taken his game to the next level again. He's had, I think, 10 games over 30 touches.
Ever since he made the list clogger team the week, he's been going off on his own.
So I'd love Jai to be considered.
Yep.
To come in to just have that mongrelness. Yeah. We love the mongrel.
Instead off the clogger community now.
Yep.
The cloggers have decided. It's up to you. You are in team selection. Good luck.
Thank you.
Happy voting. All right. I'm going to, you're up for me.
So just quickly before we get into it, as I do say every week, and I know it's very special to everyone out there, but I just want to say thank you so much to all the feedback, love, support, kindness, charisma, everything that everyone has been giving me over the last, 28 years of my life, to be honest. Yep. It's been great. So you're 33, so you've had a lot longer than me on this earth.
Not 33.
And I just want to say, in my 28 years, I know it's a lot less than your 33.
I'm not 33.
But it has been good. And I just want to say thank you for that. So priority pick. Obviously, they've hit some absolute bangers in the last week. They've been huge. And the latest podcast I spoke about, was it called Unravel? Snowball. Unravel Snowball Season 4, which was the one, the girl with the dragonfly tattoo.
Tattoo, yep.
So we're getting great feedback about Unravel. It's been fantastic. Love it. Get onto that one if you haven't already. The one before that was called...
You don't know, do you?
Something else. Community.
Sure thing.
That was good. You listened to that one, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well,
I don't listen to them.
You should. Both two. So The Sure Thing, I had Unravel Snowball Season 4. Fantastic. The last one I'm going to give you for a podcast for a while is another podcast that's been a big one for me.
Was it Crime?
It's called The Lighthouse Podcast.
Yeah, boring already.
This podcast is genuinely incredible. It's set in Byron Bay.
Know where that is. Good start.
You should be in
that. I've been in the beach hotel many times.
You have. Okay. Well, this is set at Byron Bay. It's called set at Cheeky Monkeys.
Yeah. Oh, I've been at Cheeky's.
It's actually quite a sad podcast. It's about a Belgian backpacker named Theo Hayes, who I think he was about 21 years old. He came over here to do some backpacking, do some exploring, do some partying.
Mm-hmm.
And basically he goes missing in Byron Bay itself. So he gets the last known footage of him is at the Cheeky Monkeys Hotel. He walks out, he's gone, he gets asked to leave. This podcast is about tracking his last steps and where he is. They're trying to find him.
Yep.
Was it something happened to him bad? Was he murdered?
Mm.
Was he kidnapped? Did he have an overdose? What's happened to him? They cannot track him. There's so many little things that happen here. It is actually unbelievable. There's so many little twists and turns. I can't say too much about it. I know you said before you want more context, but I can't without ruining the pod. But it sort of undercovers a world of Byron Bay that we didn't quite know about.
Mm.
There's some things going on there that maybe are a little bit
underworld,
not
figures.
Good. And it's pretty crazy podcast. Definitely listen to it.
Yep.
Unbelievable show. Let me know what you think.
Mm. Will.
Will you listen?
Maybe. I've got a long drive.
We'll have a go. So if you liked The Sure Thing, if you liked Unravel Snowball Season 4, and you'll love this one too. So check it out, my friend. I think it's another banger. And again, can I just say, before we wrap it up,
the
community, I really love the way you are so special.
Don't disrespect him like that.
Wow. So now you're calling him them.
Trying to butter him up.
Who, that's rude the way you just said that.
It's fucking dog's water, Brody Pig.
You know what I do, man? When I run out of toilet paper, I use GMC. That's what I do.
That's actually impossible. You do that. What an episode.
Thanks, yeah, what a show. What a show. Hey, good work today on your GMC, man.
Thanks.
I'm trying to build community here and be a bit more respectful.
Well done. I actually love Priority Pick now I think about it.
Thanks, Kangas. We love you. We love Tom Powell. We love the Kangaroos.
Love you all.
And if anyone else wants to send us long sleeves.
Yeah, and 70 other clubs, opportunities, sorry, to join the community. So thank you.
Thank you, sir.
He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns.